Arnold blinked and looked around. He'd have rubbed his eyes if Kelly hadn't hammered it into him that the lenses were worth more than he'd make in a lifetime. He didn't remember arriving at Anachronism Interactive that morning, but he was clearly in the lab. Except that he wasn't. He was in a white room. Not painted white, just white. Ambient light came from nowhere. There wasn't a hint of reflection or texture or... No, that was it. There was no texture. These were blank, monochrome panels. Arnold had grown so accustomed to the lifelike recreations he saw in the lenses that he'd overlooked the obvious. This was a totally computer-generated environment, but a basic one. Before his eyes, a swirling blue swipe loading indicator spun. Acting on instinct, Arnold put his hands in the starting position, just in case. When the indicator stopped, a message appeared. Rather than the generic system font that the lenses normally used, this was a full-on artist-rendered masterpiece designed to impress. And it worked. "Welcome to Spire of Fate." Below, in a decidedly less fancy treatment, was the subtitle. "Test Environment." Arnold chuckled. Okay, props for getting someone to design the bit they were likely hoping to use in the release version of the game. And it was nicer to have some idea of what they were making. Spire of Fate was nice and generic, not a giveaway of genre or premise. Fantasy for sure, but then again, the sword fighting and monsters in the dark had already been giving Arnold fantasy vibes since the second week of testing. "So, what now?" he asked. The lettering faded out, and a display populated the periphery of his vision. A circular mini-map hovered to his upper right. A backpack icon appeared in the upper left. A blank circle showed in the lower left, just a small hoop he could see right through. In the lower right, a hamburger button suggested a menu. Kelly had trained him on air-touch menus. Eventually, he'd had to use one to select his lunch or request drinks and snacks during testing. He'd also been allowed to adjust the temperature in the lab and play music during downtime. He tried the menu button with a tap of his open hand. "Help. System. Options. Logout. Begin game." Ever the tinker when it came to his games, Arnold first tried the options menu. The button blinked red and did nothing else. He tried system, seeing if he could adjust any of the hardware settings. That was enough of a novelty that he couldn't resist trying, but that too kicked back an error. Next, he tried the help button.
"Hello, I am Kalindra, your guide to Spire of Fate. How may I assist you?"
Arnold laughed. The voice was clearly Kelly, and she was no voice actress. She had no kind of fantasy take on the lines she'd read, or, he realized, been sampled from her regular speech. Like real-world Kelly, she was flippant and easygoing. Unless... "Hey, are you actually just Kelly messing with me?"
"No, I am Kalindra, your guide to Spire of Fate. How may I assist you?"
Okay, as much of a prankster as Kelly might have been, he couldn't picture her both committing this hard to a joke and not giving a shit that she didn't sound like some fantasy game narrator at the same time. "Fine, Kalindra. What can I do here?"
"You are in the character creation zone for Spire of Fate. Select Begin Game to launch the character creator."
All right. Arnold left aside the mystery of how he'd gotten to the lab this morning and focused on doing his best here. At lunchtime, he'd delve into the mystery of his arrival and intake. Given all the other shit that had happened, it wouldn't surprise him if they'd given him some kind of hallucinogen to make this all seem more real. Because it did feel real. A lot more real than ever before. On impulse, he reached for his chest to find out whether he was wearing one of the harnesses he'd seen attached to the omnidirectional treadmills at the end of last week. Before he knew it, he had his hands in the starting position, and the noise ceased. Okay, I got it. Don't mess with the equipment. Jeez, warn a guy.